I'm headed to the central office this morning for a discovery education assessment training, but I wanted to take a moment to do a commute aloud to talk about some of the things that I've been thinking about this morning. One is a post by Edna Saxon on her What Ed Said blog. She also is on Twitter under the username of What Ed Said. But Edna wrote a post in response to David Wee's post, A Day in the Life of the Student. In her post, Edna goes through and lists what a day might be like for a student who got to take advantage of being in the classroom of some extraordinary educators, people like John Spencer and Sylvia Tolisano, among others. And it really made me think, as a parent, and also as an educator, what it would be like for a child to really get to go through that every day, where they had a day full of teachers as passionate and innovative and caring as those people are. That's what I want for my own children. But then the more I think about it, the more I realize that really there's a lot of educators that are out there that are doing remarkable things, and their stories aren't being told. The last week or so, there's been a lot of teacher bashing going on here in the States, and I'm very frustrated and exasperated, saddened by it. But I'm in a school every day, and I have to tell you, teachers on the whole are a remarkable and extraordinary group of people. And sure, some of them need to be a little bit more innovative, take more risks. Every now and then, some of them have a bad day. But they're incredible people, and their stories need to be told. I love that we have an avenue such as blogging so that those stories can be told. We need more educators to blog. We need more educators to tell their stories. And if they can't, there needs to be someone in their building who will. Education is not perfect. It involves people. But educators are pretty amazing folks. Another thing that I've been thinking about is kind of a series of tweets that have gone back and forth. Mark Schaefer, who is a marketing executive that I have connected with online. I love his blog. It's one of the few non-education blogs that I read every day. But Mark posted a couple of days ago of his desire to get to know his Twitter and online connections better. And so Mark and I have actually scheduled to do a Skype call tomorrow, but this morning he posted that he was headed to Atlanta to go to a Rush concert with one of his contacts. I retweeted it because I thought that was just a really cool idea, which started a little exchange between Mark and I. But then my friend Amanda Dykes, who's an educator in Alabama, said that the guy that Mark's going to the concert with is a friend of hers, which just shows that how much the world is really shrinking thanks to social media. How we are able to make real connections that go beyond our neighborhoods, our towns, even our states, and our fields of interest as well. Just something to think about this morning as I'm sitting here in traffic on I-40, headed inside the loop. But I'm just, there's a lot of good going on out there, and I think somebody needs to share it.